K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
Man who knows finals. He played plenty of them in the Ovens and Murray League, and he's our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. He's been good enough to join us in the van, Logan Morey. And here is Jane Birch firing a couple of questions at him to get us underway.
Well, Logan, fantastic game by you. I changed my tracking system today, and I was making a few notes and ticking each quarter the standout players. And from the first quarter, you were ticking all the boxes. So well done on a really consistent game. I thought from the outset, really presenting yourself, tackling pressure, intensity was right up, and at the end you ended up with three goals as well, just to on a day where it was hard to score goals.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was nice. I think it was just a team effort. We knew that we're going to have to go to the well a bit against a really well coached and really well drilled side, and we're so much confidence that our brand stands up, so we'll just keep building, which is great.
And how you're finding it here at Newtown? Obviously you've moved across from Yarrawonga.
Yeah.
And come to play at Newtown. How you're finding it, the club culture and the playing group and coaching
team? I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. It's been a nice perfect storm a little bit, no travel, which is making the body feel a bit nicer during the weeks. And all I really had to do was get to know the guys and the people around the club, and they've been really warm and welcoming. Obviously, I've known Stevie and played under Stevie for a few years now, so that sort of side of things was nice, and I'm taking a little bit of the coaching side of things and starting to learn a bit of that. So he's been good enough to teach me a lot, so it's helping.
Logan, thanks for joining us. When you joined the club, how did Stevie sell Newtown to you, knowing that he's a first-year coach here? He's getting his head around how the club operates. How does he get the message to you to say, come and join me here, I think we can do something?
To be honest, I was almost ready to not play anywhere. Obviously, played in the flag under him at Yarra, which is great, and then we lost the one after, and all the travel. I've done that for sort of 10 years, living in Melbourne and then a couple in Geelong, so he didn't have to sell much. I've played, like I said, under him for a few years now, so I knew what to expect, and I knew a lot about the GFL comp because I've been training with Leopold for the last 2 years while I've been living here. So, he didn't have to do a massive sell, but it was just nice. I wanted to be a part of a building side. I know I didn't play finals last year, and we're building pretty quickly, which is nice.
The kids are all right, aren't they?
Yeah, it's good. I was actually just saying to a mate then, we've got a nice balance of a few older guys and then, some kids like Rockstars rocking around, which is great. Keeps it fun.
Yeah, they've got Rockstar names. Jet Medola, Archer Harkness, Ben Panisi. They sound like, they should be in a boy band.
Yeah, they could be those boys one day. I don't know what their singing's like. But
training with Leopold for the last 2 years and you end up at Newtown.
Yeah.
How does that work? Shut up, Stevie.
I was probably always going to go once we found out that Stevie was leaving.
Fuck, you didn't go to Motawari or Colac or something like that. Imagine that.
Everyone laughs. They think I was just going to end up wherever he went, which
which you probably were.
Yeah, I don't admit it while he's standing right there. Buddha was lucky, I was lucky enough to go under Buddha and learn a bit about the coaching side from him and train there. And there were some really good blokes out there. But once Stevie signed, it was a no-brainer, sorry.
So you live in Geelong, you work here, you work in Geelong, what do you do?
Yeah, primary school teacher down here. So.
Where are you? Oh, God, Birchie loves it. Now, you always give it to a primary school teacher. Whereabouts are you?
No, I'm at Ballet Primary in Hines.
Oh, pardon me. He's at a very good primary school. Don't worry about that. Okay. Stevie, be quiet, please. Come on, Dowler.
Logan, has your role...
Yeah, we've got to talk to you. You're coming to talk to us, Stevie.
It's okay.
We've only got a couple more questions.
Hey, whiz.
Come on, just stick around.
You got a function or something to go to? Oh, well, that's okay. It's all right. We'll get you there. Come on, Dowler.
Has your role changed or adapted from coming from Yarrawonga to playing at Newtown now?
No, not really. I'd been a defender for a long time there, and then... honestly, I wasn't really getting a kick, and Stevie sort of just said, I'm going to plonk you on a wing, and it's worked out nicely for me. I'd be able to use that two-way running, which is one of my strengths, and get up and down and support our defence, and I'm finding I'm able to hit the scoreboard a bit more going the other way, which is nice. But the role's the same, which makes it easier for me to contribute.
I was going to say, you're obviously able to get forward and hit the scoreboard. Is there the way that Stevie coaches the ball movement, is there more emphasis on you getting forward and trying to get the ball in your hands to hit the scoreboard, or is there still a really strong emphasis around you working hard to support defenders?
It's probably just coincidence, to be honest, because the emphasis is more on getting back and helping out our back six and generating some of our offence off that. So I don't know, I might just be popping up fortunately in the right spots going forward. It's not probably part of the role so much, it's more based off defence.
Do you dare to dream?
We can start to a little bit, yeah. I mean, I know what it's like at Yarrawonga, and yeah, we're building something. We've just got to keep a lid on, and I guess with those young kids I speak of, not get too far ahead of ourselves, but beating quality sides like South Barwon, who have obviously played in the last two, yeah, certainly you throw your name in the ring.
And you wouldn't be upset if they pulled out the navy blue and white hoops because you're so used to them at Yarrawonga.
Yeah, we've worn them once against Joey's. It was probably the worst day we could have chosen. Yeah, it'd be nice to rock it again.
Logan, doing great things. Great to see you in the comp. Now, did I see you go back and have a kick somewhere else? Have you had a kick somewhere else during the year, or have you only just played here?
No, only here. I did go overseas for a couple of weeks.
Ah, you're overseas.
At a wedding.
Mitch Dodos did the old... He went to Undeer or somewhere like that, didn't he, and played a game?
Yeah, he was home for uni holidays, and Mitchie said.
Now, the most important questions we ask that, having trained at Leopold, you know where the Leopold Sporties is.
I do.
Yeah, so you'll be perfect, the $100 voucher. Are you swinging hands? Have you got a partner?
I do, yeah.
You do?
Engaged, yeah.
Engaged! Yeah. Mitch Diamond might be able to talk to you about some things.
Might learn some stuff.
Yeah, Mitch needs to put a ring on the finger. Now, so you'll take your lovely fiancé, but if you're going to take a good bloke to the Leopold Sporties from the club, who would you take for a feed?
Certainly not Willow Dwyer.
No, well, hang on, we're going to get to that. Hang on, we'll get to the bad one.
Oh,
who's
okay.
The good
Sorry.
One? Who's the good one? There must be a good bloke.
Oh, well, I'd probably take...
Don't take Cam Wilkinson.
No, I can't afford that.
No, that's it.
I have to put in a fair chunk. Yeah, I'd probably take Fop.
The
Fop? Fop's been pretty good to me.
Yeah, he's a good bloke. We take Connor. Now, yeah, reptile style. Now, no, don't pick Willow Dwyer, because he is a reptile.
It's like picking Jet Matthews at Leopold.
Exactly. He's a reptile. Pick somebody else. Yeah, he's a pest. See? Even Logan knows that. Look at that. That's great. Jet, you go transcend. Apart from Will, because we know he's a reptile, who's another pest who you wouldn't take? There's another one at Newtown. There must be. Come on. There can't be one reptile.
There's certainly a few.
Yeah, come
on. I would take Charlie Burt. Wouldn't take Charlie
Burt. Yeah. I think Charlie's
that was coming.
Has been nominated before, mind you.
I could sandwich between the two of them. It's a nightmare, so...
Love it.
This
Love
is good. Logan, great stuff. Well done. Congratulations. And enjoy a week off too. Like the decision to pull a game forward at the start of the year, I think right now everybody's got a beauty week off and then reset for 3 weeks of home and away and hopefully a four-week final series. Well done today and congratulations on being our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.